Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Robert Mutier being back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our brain trust going all the way back to 1999. We've already had his 17th anniversary with us and working on his 18th year. He's a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, also a CNBC contributor. Many of you have seen him there many times over the years. He's a former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He was there a number of years, but he's been a member of the Fed organization for over 30 years and was, for a number of those years, a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting yesterday and today to decide about monetary policy. And the 19 individuals that are part of that club, and 12 of which are making a decision every couple of months or so. They're out on their second of a two-day meeting right now. We'll know more later this afternoon, but I always ask Bob to join us and help us with our Fed Watch show. And we started this, Bob, back when there was a lot of drama, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's been a lot of drama up until now. Now there's no drama.
So welcome back, Bob. I'm glad you're here. By the way, Bob was also the chancellor of the Texas A&M system, college system, for a while, not too long ago as well. Hey, Bob, the Fed raised rates one time last year and one time the year before, which is what I predicted. And I predicted this year that they would raise rates twice this year. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not going to predict anything different from what you're predicting me today. you've been brighter than I have lately.
Well, I just think the economy is going to... Well, let me ask you this question. Don't you believe that the decision makers are looking for anything to help them justify a rate decrease?
No, not at the moment. My guess is at the moment, Janet Yellen would just send this meeting weren't taking place. And, you know, the worst thing that could happen to them right now would be to notch rates up a tick and then have a tweet come out about it.
Yeah.
That sets off some sort of crisis.
A tweet? Who would be doing something like that, Bob?
Well, I don't know.
Who would be tweeting about the Fed?
I've heard that tweets are up on the uprise.
There's a calamitous increase in tweets, right?
Yeah, yeah. Jim, well, this meeting has almost snuck up on me because we're being treated to so many big changes by tweet that monetary policy seems to be pushed into the background.
That's a really interesting comment that I want to dwell on in the next segment. But for now, let's talk about, and I'm glad you brought that up. But for now, the issue at hand in this segment is, you're the pro at what's in their heads, but it just seems to me that on balance, a lot of people think that we could use a rate increase and maybe a couple, but only if it's justified, meaning the economy is moving forward. I think the economy is my reason for saying they're going to raise twice is because I believe the economy is going to approach, if not achieve, expansion level of 3 percentage points on GDP this for the year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to move at least twice, probably maybe three times.
Yeah.
However, the last time they moved was just December, so it's still pretty close, and I don't think there's any big rush in doing it.
I don't think they'll race today. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And but I do think that if are they, you know, their charter, Bob, is unemployment and, or employment, I should say, and inflation, right? Those are the two indicators they follow to make their decisions, right, to inform them. Unemployment's down. Inflation is up a little bit, isn't it?
That's right. They're moving in the right direction in both parts of their mandate. The unemployment thing is kind of ambiguous these days, because I think you could argue that we're at full employment and that the current rate of employment growth is too fast to be sustainable. And yet all this stuff is going on to try to expand employment. So,
I still think we've got
to bring people back out of the out of retirement, and,
right?
Out of layoff and get them back into the labor force.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to talk some more about this with Bob McTeer after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.